time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. And talk about your life. Why? Because it matters. And it can change. Just because you're in a certain place doesn't mean that you can't go to the next level in your health and your life. And that's what we want to see you do right here on this show. We're going to kick it off with Misty. Hi, Misty.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I have a 9-month-old son who has had eczema. Both my kids have eczema. Okay. And at... In November, he had his first round with bronchiolitis. In January, he had his second, and we're on our third round of bronchiolitis. So they're worried that he's getting asthma, but they don't want to call it that yet. They've right. even started him on Pulmicort nebulizers every night to kind of be preventive. And I was just wondering, is there anything I can be doing to keep him from going down that road? He was completely breastfed until 6 months. And then his new foods I've taken a week at a time, instead of just like the 2 or 3 days just to kind of watch out for that. But is there anything I can do to kind of help keep him from going down that road?
Have you taken him off of all wheat products?
I can't think of any wheat products that he's on. Well,
all right, let me ask you this. Does he eat bread?
No, he's 9 months old. He was completely breastfed.
Oh, he's 9 months old. Okay. Yes. I missed that part. Okay. So right now, with what he's dealing with, tell me some of the symptoms. With the bronchiolitis, is he starting to wheeze a little bit?
Yeah.
Or a lot?
This round that we're on right now, he almost got put into the hospital. He was breathing about 64 times a minute. And had the intercostal retractions and all of that.
Okay.
And when he has the bronchiolitis, in its worst phase, I'm having to give him breathing, albuterol every 4 hours, which I hate him having to be on those steroids all the time.
What does a typical day look like? Now, you said you're breastfed for 9 months, right?
Well, for the first 6 months, he was completely breastfed. I'm a full-time nurse as well, but I pumped completely. So for the first 6 months, he's completely breastfed, nothing else, not a drop of food.
Okay, all right. And then so now, what does a typical day look like for him? Just give me, I don't know, just give me what yesterday looked like for him as far as combining the milk with whatever you're giving him. So I want to hear that.
Okay. So he starts off the morning with either a nursing session or a bottle of breast milk wherever he is. Okay. And then he, about an hour later, he'll get either like the rice cereal or the baby oatmeal, mixed with breast milk and, maybe some fruit.
Some fruit, real fruit or like the little fruit in the, like, are you kind of making your own fruit from the real stuff, or are you buying, like, the little Gerber little jars of whatever, like, you know, blueberries or?
At daycare, most of the time it's the prepackaged stuff, but I try to make my own when we're at home. So should I be, like, making some and sending it with him to daycare? Do you think that would help?
I think that's always a good bet. I'm a big fan, obviously, of doing it as natural as possible. The oatmeal and the rice cereal, though, you know, if he's having, are they doing anything with probiotics? Do you know? Like, I know they're giving him antibiotics, but are they doing anything with probiotics, the good stuff?
The only supplement we've given him is, of course, they told me to give him vitamin D.
Yeah.
In addition to the breast milk.
Yeah, and that's important. Fish oil is really important, too. You might want to talk to a pediatrician about that. It's just the omega-3s are so important. But probiotics are absolutely critical for, and the dosage and all that, you're going to have to go with what they tell you. But why don't you, I would ask them about it.
Okay.
Because when you're taking a lot of antibiotics, you're wiping out all the good bacteria, okay? And you're wiping out the bad, but you're also wiping out the good. And to do any rounds of medication whatsoever, you always want to follow with probiotics because it comes back in and it makes sure that whatever was given in the digestive tract, it kind of cleans things up and makes things more stable. And even with the albuterol for the breathing, that's still, I would make sure that a child at that age, you have to do what you have to do, right, to reduce the symptoms. And they're doing the right thing. But you have to look at what maybe some of the root causes are. And I definitely always look back to diet. One more little key. You're still breastfeeding, right? Misty, you're still breastfeeding?
Yes. Yes,
all right.
I am.
Now, how is your diet?
I could probably stand to do some changes.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you a story, okay? Well, let me first ask you this. Do you think that if you're producing milk, do you think that the food you eat goes into that milk?
Absolutely.
Okay. So knowing that, and that's just common sense. You don't have to be a doctor to know that, right? So that's just common sense. So do you think that if your child is having some form of an allergic response, okay, let's just keep it simple. I go into detail, but that's kind of the bottom line. Do you think that could be coming from your food supply that you're putting in your body?
Well, that's kind of one thing that I was wondering, because I hear you all the time talking about the anti-inflammatory diet, and I was wondering, should I go on that and see if his symptoms improve since I'm breastfeeding?
Well, here's the deal. This is what I know. I know that people that I've worked with in the past for a long time, when the mother would take gluten out of her diet and take out all the food allergens, the top food allergens, out of her diet, many times things would clear up. That's what I've seen in the past. And that's what research says, too. I've seen that on not so much on the traditional medical side because it's not really taught that much. But if you look at a lot of things that are taught within more of the natural and alternative side of things, it makes sense. And so because whatever goes into your body is going to help be produced through your cells and to make that milk. And when mothers really clean their diet up, it tends to make a big difference. So you might want to research that a little bit more and just make sure you feel comfortable with it and talk to the pediatrician about it and kind of get a game plan together. But, yeah, I mean, if you're eating a bunch of – if you're drinking Cokes and if you're eating processed food and eating sugar and not taking in fish oils and not you know, eating the right kind of foods, having gluten, which are the breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all those kind of foods, on a regular basis, and your child's dealing with some allergic response at some level, inflammation of the bronchioles, which is an inflammatory condition. I mean, that's just what it is. So just think about that and think about the science behind it. Just think about the common sense behind it. And it never hurts to try that, see how your body responds and your son. So I'd check into it a little bit more.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
888-283-7272 and check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Preferred wellness providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Coming up with a good lifestyle plan is what you need. So whatever it is, okay, whatever you're struggling with, whatever your diagnosis is, to get a good prognosis takes proactive measures on your part. And it's not about what pill should I take. It's not about what supplement should I take. It's not really about that. It's about redoing your thinking. Because remember, health really is 80% behavior and 20% of what you really know as far as what the doctor says, what the articles say, what the research says. That's 20% of it. I would almost say 90% is behavior, but we'll go with the 80-20 rule on that. So it really is, and it makes a difference. So if you get your head right, then it's easy to get the body right. But it all starts with your mind. So the question is, do you want to get well? That's the key. And once you can answer that, then it's easy to go to the next level with your health and with your life. 888-283-7272. Type 2 diabetes in a kids' challenge, they're saying to control the obesity epidemic has created a generation of children and teens who have type 2 diabetes. Matter of fact, one out of three of our young people right now, under the age of 11, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I mean, that is crazy. No other country in the world, except the United States, where all the processed food you want is available. Well, type 2 diabetes is a relatively recent development. Many treatment decisions, they're saying, have relied on what is known about adults with type 2 diabetes. Now, in the first major trial to compare treatments for the disease in young people, researchers have learned that two drugs are better than one for maintaining blood sugar control in these children. How about getting rid of the King Dons and the Twinkies and the parents that are not home and the ones and all the TV dinners and the pizzas that everybody's eating for dinner because everybody's too lazy to take responsibility for their kids' health because they're too tired from working. Parents, you got to step up. You got to teach your kids. First, you got to live it yourself, and you got to step up and teach your kids what it is to be healthy. I mean, what kind of health legacy are you going to leave with Stouffer's in the refrigerator, and you know that's all they eat every night? Or, I mean, some kind of fast food chain that you're doing burgers and fries. I mean, really? And then our kids get diabetes and you wonder, oh, well, you know, it's genetic. Grandma had it. So I guess you're just going to have type 2 diabetes at 10. I wonder why that happened. Makes me want to slap some parents upside the head. I mean, really. So now we have these kids that are fat, they're overweight, and they've got diabetes. And so the doctors, pediatricians, which, I mean, again, to try to get lifestyle changes going on with the family and with kids can be really tough. And so the physician's job is to manage the disease, period. It's not to sit down and draw out and spend 45 minutes writing out a diet plan. That's just not how we're trained. Okay? We're not trained that way. And so you go to a pediatrician, you got diabetes, you're going to go with standard of care. Standard of care will be one to two medications. Now they're saying that metformin and Avandia proved to be more effective than metformin alone. And so still the combination, they're saying, is the better finding. The findings suggest that aggressive and early drug therapy may help children and teens with type 2 diabetes control their blood sugar levels and reduce the risk of complications such as heart disease, kidney failure, blindness, and nerve damage. Okay, you're 10 years old. You're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Think about this for a second. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't even know someone with diabetes. I mean, what was that? Maybe an adult, but not kids, unless it was type 1 juvenile. Maybe I can remember one kid having something like that. But now it's just so common. And it's just unbelievable. So it confirms, they say, that for children with the disease, standard treatment with metformin alone is not enough. And Barbara Linder, who's an MD and a PhD for the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, says that metformin is the only oral diabetes drug that's been approved by the FDA for use in children. So they're looking to approve some others like Avandia. Well, I just hope that in the middle of this, that we can jump in and realize that lifestyle is everything. No matter how you cut it, lifestyle is everything. And so the changes that we have to make as parents for our kids creating an environment where they can be healthy is where it begins and what we have to do to make a difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open for questions about your health. Let's go to Gladys. Hi, Gladys.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Okay. I have type 2 diabetes. I'm 73 years old. Hey. And last May, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. I'm glimepiride 2 milligrams twice a day, 20 milligrams of a Lasix diuretic, and Chlorcon potassium tablet. Well, what I'm having problems with is the Lasix tablet taken that just seems to be pulling everything out of my body, you know, all the fluids. And it has affects my muscles and my bones. So I'm in awful pain on my feet, and my feet act as if I had, you call that nerve damage, did you get to your feet with diabetes?
Right.
Well, I don't have that actually, because when I have, gotten off of the diuretics and stuff, I have no pains in my muscles or my arms or anything. And when I, on the tablet, even my knees to get up, you know, when I'm sitting down, my joints and my knees bother me, and I have to push myself up to get up off of it.
And your question for me is, what?
Well, I would like to know what I could take that would help to alleviate what supplements or something for to alleviate the pains in my muscles and my bones.
Okay, so you've got diabetes and you've got a lot of aches and pains as a result of that and taking a diuretic because of congestive heart failure. So why don't we come up with a game plan when we come back? For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Talking with Gladys going to the break, and she's having a lot of muscle pain, diagnosed with diabetes and dealing with some congestive heart failure. They've had her on diuretics, and so now she feels like it's pulling everything out of her, having a lot of muscle aches and pains, and really looking for a new game plan. So, Gladys, what have you done so far? Have you changed anything, or are you just now reaching out to try to figure out what to do?
I've got your information on the anti-inflammatory diet, and I've read a lot of information and stuff of what to take, like CoQ10, L-carnitine, and magnesium for your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have been for years on organic foods and meat and things. My biggest problem is bread. I've made changes in the past few years. I've had diabetes now, I guess about 9 years. And until this happened last year with this fluid building up around my lung, and that kind of really knocked me out, you know, that gave me a bad setback. And the medications, the two medications I'm on, my cardiologist had put me on foods for foods to take instead of potassium tablet.
What two medications?
Made me green. The cardiologist, but that maybe gain weight,
mm-hmm.
because most of the stuff that you take, like cantaloupe fruits or stuff that builds you up in the potassium, you have to have 4,000 something mg's a day of potassium, and it's just too much sugar and too many calories.
So Gladys, let me ask you a question. Let me stop you right there and just ask you a question. What is your height and your weight?
My height is 5'5".
And how much are you exercising?
Actually, I'm sitting on the chair because I couldn't even stand up on my feet from the pain on my feet of standing and everything. And because of the congestion that I had and stuff, the breathing. So that kind of got me down to where I'm just starting up, you know, to do some exercise and things.
Okay, because
small exercise.
Yeah, right now, but until you get your body moving, nothing's going to happen. Because you can take all the supplements you want. The better thing probably right now is to take the medications that your doctor has you on. It's probably the safest thing for you to do. And really, nothing's going to happen until you start exercising. Because with congestive heart failure, you have to be careful. But there's a lot of things you can do that your doctor will probably talk to you about. And that's you can swim in a pool. You can do aerobic, water aerobics. You can ride a bike, like a stationary bike. Different types of exercises that can really get the heart rate up. But it's easy on the body, and it's not hard on the heart. So there's a lot of things you can do on a daily basis that can start making a huge impact in your body composition and what happens. And that's more important than what supplement to take for what. I mean, really, the foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, if you've got my book, I talk about that. And it's digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. All those are really important. But, I mean, yeah, getting your body moving is going to be your first key. Because if you're sitting around, it's great to eat coconut oil and cook with that and eat organic vegetables. But if your butt's not out of the chair moving, then nothing's going to happen until you get the weight down. So does that make sense? Because I mean, you have to get moving, period. I mean, if you're asking me, what do you need to do, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to know what the silver bullet is right now for you, that's what it would be. So what options do you have? Do you have a YMCA nearby? Do you have a gym of some kind? Where can you go to exercise? Do you have a bike at home? But well, give me your options of what you have.
Yeah, well, I've started already, you know, but I get tired pretty quick.
Okay.
I don't do this much now.
Yeah, that's all right. You get tired quickly.
Yeah.
Because of the heart and because of the wear and tear on the heart, and that's pretty normal. But if you keep your dietary intake good and you've got a good, you know, series of meals that you're eating throughout the day, not just one or two, but three good solid meals a day and a couple snacks in between, then you've got that going on, then you're gonna have plenty of energy because of they're having the right kind of foods and the right calories coming in. And then you get your exercise on top of that. What you'll find is you're tired now, but you push through that in a safe way, but you can find a good midpoint that your body can handle. And that's what it comes down to. And right now it's not about, you know, supplements and all that. So I wouldn't even worry about that. It's about getting solid on getting your body moving every single day. Because wouldn't you say out of everything that's the hardest thing for you to do is exercise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not just the hardest for your body, it's hard for you mentally to go do it, right? What about a pool? Do you have a pool nearby?
Probably the YMCA, yeah, because I live in Colorado.
Okay.
So probably that, yeah.
Yeah, what part of Colorado do you live in?
Centennial.
Oh, yeah.
That's Littleton.
I know the area very well. They've got a couple of great YMCAs actually down that on that end. Down in Centennial area. Parker's got a great one down there. Another area that's very, very, it's worth the $50 to get the membership there. Plus you're donating it to the Y basically. But yeah, I mean, to get in the water, that's going to be amazing because it's non-weight bearing and it actually is really good. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the chlorine, but you know, it's a give and take. But what you can really do to get in and start getting some movement, the water aerobics and whatnot, it'll be great for your heart. and great for your body, great for your legs, your feet, your hips, all of that can be very helpful. So that's the biggest piece. You get that going, and I know the ache and the pain. The aches and the pains, 50% of that can be eliminated. I know you've already got my book. So cutting out gluten, wheat-based foods, and cow's milk, dairy for at least an eight-week period can make a huge difference. Okay, so just a couple of things to think about. All right, but keep me posted how it goes. I do want to hear how you're doing and want to talk to you again soon. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can send me an email, and our preferred wellness providers, of course, healthcare providers in your area that can help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Michelle, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'm 19 years old, and about 3 years ago, I started noticing that I was losing pigmentation around my face, around my mouth and eyes. And last year, the dermatologist diagnosed me with vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And I've tried, like, topical treatments, and nothing seemed to work. I even tried, like, dieting, and I'm just not, like, I just don't know what to do about it.
And they just kind of left you hanging, like, well, here's some cream and just hope for the
yeah,
best?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing is, like, photolight treatments, but that's, like, tons of money.
And you're 19, and you're like, this is crazy, right?
Yeah, it's affecting my face, and
It's affecting your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel pretty, right?
Right.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, let me just tell you kind of the thoughts behind vitiligo, okay? I've actually seen quite a few people in the past that have dealt with that. And from the research and all that's out there right now, traditional medicine, we just say, here, take this medicine. And the cream and whatnot, it can help. But a lot of times they think that it's due to a fungal infection in the body that can cause it. They think there's some genetic links to it. So you might want to start studying a little bit as far as antifungals from more of a natural perspective. There's things like you can look up called black walnut. These are just herbal formulas, wormwood, and they've been known to help reduce fungal-related infections in the gut that might have gone systemically. And that might be something just to look into, okay? And you can talk to your dermatologist, and if they, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, our standard of care in medicine is just pretty much, well, here's the cream, and that's it. And I know that's not what you want. You're thinking, guys, there has to be an answer. So I would look at that, because a lot of times when you start clearing out the digestive tract, it's one thing to diet, like you just said, well, I've tried dieting. It's another thing to really cut down inflammation in the body, really work on the bacterial flora in the gut, because in the digestive tract, you know, you've got good bacteria and bad bacteria, right? So when you take an antibiotic, let's say you get an infection, it wipes everything out. And it gets rid of the bad, but it also gets rid of the good. We've got to keep the good bacteria back in there. And that's what the probiotics can do. So there's a lot of natural-based foods and supplements that can help. But it's about coming up with a game plan. And there's no guarantee that it can go away as far as that goes. So, but they do believe it's fungal related. So the earlier you can work with that, the better. I would look at meeting with maybe a naturopathic physician, someone that really understands more remedies and more along the homeopathic lines, and they just understand how all that works, and they can probably give you some good guidance and a good game plan of what to do, because there's stool testing, there's blood testing, there's a lot of testing that they can do to really find the numbers and figure out exactly what's going on. So there's my 2 cents. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. Don't forget, you can get your health back.
Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
7272.
Under the new U.S. health care law, more than 3 million health insurance policyholders and thousands of employers will receive a total of $1.3 billion in rebates this year, according to a report released Thursday by the Kaiser Family Foundation. A nonpartisan research group says the law requires insurance companies to spend at least 80% of the premiums they collect on medical care and quality improvement on or return the difference to individuals or employers. So insurance companies must notify policyholders about the rebates and pay them by August 1st. Some companies have already started issuing rebates. More than 3 million individual healthy insurance policyholders will receive a total of $426 million, which works out to an average of $127 per person. This was reported on a state-by-state basis. The largest rebates will go to individuals and employers in Texas, and number two, Florida. Hawaii is the only state in which insurers are not expected to issue rebates. Now, rebates totaling $377 million will be sent out to small employers with plans covering nearly 5 million people, and employers are not required to pass the rebates on to the workers. And how are they going to pass that along? Who's going to get that money? And are also allowed to take them as a discount on next year's premiums. So the Kaiser Report's findings are based on the analysis of insurance industry findings or filings with state health insurance commissioners. The rebates are only one of the most tangible benefits that consumers have seen to date from the Obama administration health care law, according to Larry Levitt, a Kaiser Family Foundation expert on private insurance. So there you go. So the rebates are coming. Look for your $127 coming in the mail before August 1st if you have health insurance. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, we're going to go to Marcia. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you? Thanks
Living
for
well.
Taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's up?
I was diagnosed about 10 or 12 years ago with hypothyroidism.
Okay.
And, of course, I struggled with the weight I had gained immediately, and then I've not been able to get any of it off, and the extreme fatigue and the depression that it causes. I take Armour Thyroid, I think one full grain per day, and I just wondered if you had any recommendations for anything that might be better or if there's anything you knew of that might help with losing some of the excess weight from the hypothyroidism.
Well, a couple things. What is your... Give me the two things I want to ask you is how are you eating and how are you exercising?
I stay pretty active. I have a very physical job, and as far as eating goes,
what is your job?
I actually work as a sales associate at Home Depot in the paint department.
Okay, so you walk a lot, but what kind of focused exercise do you have during the week?
That I'm not real good at.
Okay, so you're not doing
it.
Does that translate to you're not doing it at all?
Well, no, I do some. I do some walking, but I also have degenerative disc disease, so I don't do a lot of high impact because it tends to really aggravate the spine problem.
Sure. But also, if you do the right kind of exercise, can actually improve it.
Really?
Yes.
So have you ever worked? What do you recommend?
Well, have you ever worked with a personal trainer?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I would work with a personal trainer probably at least once a week for about an eight-week period. And it's going to cost a little bit of money. Usually you can get them for about 35, maybe to 55 for a half-hour session, but it's worth it because what will happen is they'll start teaching you routines that you can go do on your own, and you can go to the gym 3 days a week. Yeah. Weightlifting, what it does for – it's great for men and women – but for women, it increases bone density. It also is going to increase your flexibility because of some of the training that they will do for you and some of the different methods. You'll be amazed at how it can help, actually, with strengthening the muscles, the core muscles around the spine, and what they can do for degenerative disease. Even though you're walking around Home Depot with paint, it's different. People think when they walk all day that it's just the same thing. It's not. Because focused exercise, especially some form of resistance training, is critical for overall health. So that's one thing, all right? So that's step one. Now, step two is your eating. So why don't you give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll decide if you're on track or not.
Well, I'm really bad about not eating breakfast, and sometimes I don't even eat lunch. I'll eat maybe sometimes one meal a day and a snack. So I'm kind of.
That's why your thyroid's shot right there.
It is.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
So is there a way to regenerate it?
Get disciplined.
Get disciplined.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you recommend as far as the diet?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The whole thing that my grandmother taught me when I was a kid was three meals a day, okay? Three squares a day, and there's a reason for that. When you sleep all night, your body goes into a fasting state. That's why they call it breakfast, break fast. It's break the fast. That's what the word means. So you fasted for 6 or 7 hours. Then you get up and you're ready to take on the day. Your body needs food immediately, even if you're not hungry. And so you want to have a higher protein breakfast with, you know, just following a good basic plan that, like I have in my book. So you've got, you know, lean quality proteins. You've got, so for breakfast you could do a couple of eggs and you could do a bowl of fresh berries. And you eat maybe half an apple, handful of walnuts at around 10 a.m. Lunch, you can go with a fresh salad with some fish on it. And then another snack in the mid-afternoon, and then dinner. Go with some baked chicken, organic if you can, and then some vegetables like asparagus or broccoli, maybe half an avocado. So you're thinking, man, I haven't eaten that much in like 10 years. And you're not going to gain weight either. It's actually going to do the reverse. Get with a personal trainer, look at some of these eating styles, and you'll be amazed. As far as supplements go, I'd stick with what you're doing. Sounds like your doctor's got you on a great plan. But ask him or her about supporting the pituitary gland. It's very important when you're dealing with the thyroid.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
You heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.